We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Celtics win? I guess. Listen, I am so tired of depending on the Washington Wizards to do anything. Just something. Like, give us something, Washington Wizards. Like, two games dropped to the Atlanta Hawks. Like, just give us the joy of laughing at the Boston Celtics on a hangover time post-game show. And just give us that. But they can't give us anything. So the Wizards lose by 18 tonight. They get blown out. But I think what's really the most important thing is that Russell Westbrook was only 5 assists away from a triple-double. Because, you know, who cares about wins or losses? It's all about did Russell Westbrook get a triple double? So he didn't make it tonight. So let's just pray against the Pacers. He gets another triple double. Even though, funnily, these games don't even count in the stat book. Just ask Jason Tatum about his 50 points that are going to be completely erased from the record books. Which is funny as hell to me. I am Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. You are watching Hangover Time, the Miami Heat Beat. Sound like Mushmouth from Fat Albert. The Miami Heat. It is. And that's how we get down. The Miami Heat Beat post-game show. We are going to be breaking down all the playing games. Bring me out, Brass. You know what? They thought we were just going to lay down and just take a week off.
Nope. Not here.
Culture, no. Baby. Culture. You know, Gianni doesn't let us take a week off. You know, it's tough sledding around here. We got to work. But yeah, we did. Like, we wanted to talk about these playing games, especially because we're not part of them. It's just so much fun just watching this shit, watching these teams, like watching Kemba Walker talk shit in a playing game. Like, dude, you're in the playing game. Yeah. Like,
Don't mention that fucking Crypt Keeper looking motherfucker ever again. Tiff,
tell him how you feel about Kemba.
He's really out there in the playoff game fucking shimmying. What are you shimmying about?
Not a playoff. Play in.
Get your short ass back down the court. What are you shimmying for?
Lucky ass shot.
Had me watching that bullshit. G, you fired.
Listen, I'm like watching that. I'm like, who did the Wizards beat like when they went on a little run, who did they beat? Like, God, that Davis Bertans, like, what? He's about as useless. Like, he's about the useless motherfucker I've ever seen in my life.
Just, he got that 80 million.
But y'all, like, I said it on Twitter, and I might get in trouble for this, but they needed to be as active as his pituitary gland, because that motherfucker looks deformed. Like, oh. Why is his head that fucking big? I'm sorry. Yes, I said it. Y'all can look at me crazy.
Brass.
Why you say he looked like Lurch? Is that what you said?
Lurch, Sloth from the Goonies. That motherfucker don't look right.
Hey, you guys.
Listen, if you gonna look like that, you better make some fucking threes.
He was at one point.
Yeah, he got hit 4 points tonight.
I mean, not tonight. This point, at like other points.
Say, they were trying to tell me he was better than Duncan. Get the fuck out of my face.
Well, that rumor is not true.
My detective determines.
Someone said I'm canceled. It's okay.
Alpha's canceled.
I've said way worse. This month. I commissioned a driving Miss Daisy with Dwayne Dedman. Come on.
Hey, yeah. Alf.
I'm untouchable. I don't give a fuck. Oh, see, look at that. If I get canceled for that, shit.
I'm trying to drive you to the Wizards game.
Trying to drive you to vacation. Drive you home.
Try to drive you to go fishing.
Drive you to the airport. See you.
Brass, let's find out what everybody's drinking on this wonderful Tuesday night. Shmoan, just like Tatum's stats, nothing Alf says tonight counts. Exactly. This is a throwaway show. We're not even
going to play on YouTube. The play-in pod.
Yeah, this is a play-in pod. That's a lie. We just go.
We warming up.
Siobhan, what are you drinking on this Tuesday night with your drip drop shirt on? Like it's a weekend.
Hey, Wayne. Hey, Wayne.
Wayne said, and Wayne had a good point. He didn't know this. The refs wore green. Jason Tatum get a whistle.
Yeah.
Seen
he definitely do. Kim would need a whistle too. Anywho, tonight they don't. You know, no one gets two fists by Miami. But we're gonna crack open this here Snoop Dogg that I keep hearing about. The Cali Red. Yep.
It's a wine.
I'm sorry. Earlier. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How do you like it?
Listen, for like an $8 bottle of wine, it does the fucking trick. I have a few bottles. It's fine.
So to Boone's Farm. I'm going to let y'all know.
Oh, you took it back.
$4 bottle of wine from the gas station gets you right. Little MD 2020. You know, a little. Anyway. Well, that's a long time ago. Long time ago. Tiff, what you drinking tonight on a Tuesday?
I'm drinking something I just concocted. It's called a nightcap.
Oh, come on.
Because I got to get up early. So it's literally, it's just fresh water. And a solo cup.
I hate you so much. I want you out of here.
Cheers.
Still more alcohol than Solana has.
Yeah, that's true. Someone says they had 31 fouls to 17. And at one point the Wizards noticed that and decided we just gonna keep shooting, and see if we could beat these Pacers. That's they decided like we ain't gonna go in the paint no more. We're gonna try to beat these Pacers. Now, if you guys notice, there have been some comments put up on the screen with some new emotes. So we're going to get to that in a second because y'all having a great time with the F them numbers and the Alf deal with it meme and the Mr. Deadman stuff. So we're going to get to that in a second. But Brass, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm just keeping it simple tonight. I made it old fashioned.
To me, that ain't even simple. Like, I would have to take time.
It doesn't get much simpler.
Think about it. You got to have bitters and all kinds of shit. I'm drinking Sprite and vodka, and that's like the farthest I get. I have one mixer and one liquor, and my mind is overwhelmed. Christian, what you drinking tonight? I know you got to go to work tomorrow.
I do. And I'm actually mixing it up tonight because, I usually got a little bit of George Clooney's finest, but tonight. I think I'm actually playing the Solana role because I have a mango pineapple seltzer that Leslie found somewhere. And man, this just tastes like waking up one morning, you know, going for that OJ and just being like, damn, maybe I'll actually be a functional human being today. And then I drink it and then I go for the champagne.
There you go.
It's one.
That's all right. It's all right. He's, you know, he normally comes
listen,
with,
man, I got to be
right, you're right. Rules are rules.
Yeah, rules are rules, man.
Rules are rules.
You can't go from the you can't go from the Clooney to the Dan Connor. Like, that's not how this works.
The Dan Connor, goddamn. Made him a character from Roseanne. Shit.
I love you, Christian.
Brass, do you have the emotes?
Absolutely, yeah. So we'll throw these up for you. So these are fresh today. These are the emotes that you get when you sub. Bah, bah, bah,
bah. I need to upgrade Miami my subscription. Beat. I can't get Tyke.
Right?
What?
Is that true?
Sorry. Okay, you guys explain.
So listen, shout out to Casey Bannerman. I don't know if that's how you really say his name. But my man Casey be doing some fire ass illustrations.
That's fresh.
A lot of people have been asking us, what is the benefit to subscribing on Twitch? Here is one of the benefits, and we have more to come. You guys, you know, when you subscribe, you're going to be able to have access to all these different emotes. So like emojis that you can use, and they are going to be exclusively for the subscribers. So you have the F them numbers, shout out to Tiff. You have Alf with the cigarette in his mouth to deal with it. You have Tyke Lou. If you guys don't know who Tyke Lou, you better ask somebody. Marcus Camby. That's a Heat Twitter legend, Mr. Deadman, and we also have Rash. You want to hit him with that one?
Hit him one time with a dip drop.
Listen, man, all this is going to do is
emoji.
It's just going to make the chat that's already live is just going to make it more live and more fun, and we're just going to keep having a good time. But Brass, I think you have some news.
Yeah, absolutely. This is, I just got confirmation of this. Listen, you know the struggles we have getting in any sort of Heat credential around here.
Because of what I said about Tim Reynolds' suit. He was wearing a purple suit one night, and I said he looked like a king of comedy.
Yeah, we all know. We all know the story.
It's been terrible.
And that's been it.
But he looked like a king of comedy. Looked like fucking Grimace.
So we do have a very, very special live via satellite. We can go live to Brad Stevens in his press conference. So, here we go. This is kind of a big deal.
Oh God!
I quit.
Hey guys.
Oh, thank God! I thought this was going a darker place.
Hey, gee whiz, guys. If I could speak, please. If I could speak. Gee whiz, man. What a great game for our guys. Like, we really needed it. It was tough out there. The Wizards are, like, really fast and athletic, and they jump a lot. And that was tough for us because I used to coach at Butler, and, like, we didn't really do that kind of stuff. So tonight was rough, but we made it, you know. Jason Tatum had 50 points. Like, I'm really happy for him. I was really excited about Kemba's energy. I wish he wouldn't, you know, gloat so much. Like, just keep it, you know, keep it simple. Keep it about the game, guys, you know. I don't know. Do any of you guys have any questions
Excuse me, Brad. This is Brass from Miami Heat Beat. First time, long time. Do you feel like you're on the hot seat if you don't make it to the Eastern Conference Finals this season?
No, hot seat. No. This seat is very comfortable. It's cool. It breathes. I believe it's either a leather or a pleather, maybe some kind of hybrid. I'm very comfortable.
Not a Vertigear.
It may be a Vertigear. I don't know. It's just really nice. Like it leans back a little bit. It doesn't squeak. I really like that part about it. No, but they're just joking, guys. I understand the hot seat. No, I don't think I'm on the hot seat. I'm a white coach in Boston, and I have a very special pedigree from Butler. I'm white in Boston. Listen, my job is super, super secure. Super secure.
Excuse me. Miss, Hello, hello. Tiffany. Yes. Tiffany, yes. From Miami Heat Beat. Yes, I have a question.
Oh, hi. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good, I guess. Anyway. Great. Is it any truth to the rumor that you have naked pictures of Danny Ainge?
Oh, no, that is not true. I don't have them. My wife has them. And she keeps them in a safe in our basement. And yes, that may be part of the reason I'm able to keep my job so long. I don't know. I can't say that for a fact or not. But yes, we do have some pictures, some compromising pictures of Danny Ainge. But listen, he keeps all of our assets, emphasis on ass. And he's really good. He's a really good general manager. He surrounded me with guys like Tristan Thompson and a bunch of other bums I can't name on the bench. But, you know, I'm very happy with Danny Ainge. Any other questions?
Question. I got over here. Got one for you.
Oh, yes.
Siobhan, also with Heat Beat. Why do you think that the discussion of the hot seat is brought up between you and probably the darkest guy on your team? Why do you think I'm hearing that it's either you or Jalen that's out of here? What do you put to that?
Listen, Jalen is very controversial.
Is he?
Yeah. Like, he went out to all those marches, and he was just out there, like, with signs, and he was just very mad and angry at the police. And it doesn't play really well around here. He's a good basketball player. Like I said, he runs and he jumps and he dunks and he does all these cool things. But I mean, if he could just tone it down a little bit, like tone some of that, you know, some of that rhetoric down, like, you know, see it from both sides. See it from both sides. I'm a both sides kind of guy. You guys know me. I straddle the fence. I'm a both sides kind of guy. I don't he's too controversial. But we are going to bring him back next year, unless we can get a white guy in his place. But yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Anything else, guys? I'm really enjoying the question from this EP crowd. Oh,
Brad Guts Bozo, Miami Heat Beat. One last question for the society page. A lot of people say you look like Pete Buttigieg. And I just the world needs to know: are you a fan of the butt?
I'm not a fan of the butt. You know, coming from a very Christian background, I'm not a fan of the butt. It's, you know, we how we get down. But I'm not a fan. He's also a Democrat, and around here that doesn't play very well, and I would like to keep my job. So no, I'm not a fan of the butt. And one thing I do want to say, I want to reach out to NBA and say, please, I need more timeouts, guys. I really do, because everyone knows I'm like a genius. And my biggest thing is, like, after timeouts, I'm so good at drawing up plays. Like, I'm really, really good at it. And I would just like for more of those, you know, of those opportunities, because like when the guys are playing and they're moving so fast, I get confused. I need them to stop for a little bit, and they don't listen to me. I'm yelling. I'm like, guys, remember the X's and O's. Remember the X's and O's. And they just don't listen. So please, can I get some more timeouts? I'm really a big fan of that. But yeah, it was a really big win for us. I'm super excited. Go Celtics. Bring me out, Brad.
No more questions.
I gotta go get a. Oh wait, what?
What? Huh?
I broke the fourth wall on that one.
Crazy.
That happened.
I thought it went well.
That was awesome.
Perfect.
That was perfect.
It would have been so much better if he lost, though.
Oh my god. If they lost, we were gonna
fucking
have a
Brad Stevens ball. Always ruining our bit.
Oh no, it's the shit. Wizards. It's the fucking Wizards. Mm. Always killing us. Someone said that Ira impression was dead on. I don't know what you guys are talking about impression. Like, no, you know. That was we can't get credentials for the Heat, but we're able to get in on the Celtics post-game presser.
We can get any of the play-in teams.
There was another play-in game tonight.
Was there, though?
Yeah, I guess. You know what's funny, Siobhan? Everyone acted like the Patriots were trying to throw that game.
They're not good.
But I mean, they whooped Charlotte's ass. Well, they whooped Charlotte's ass.
Yes, they did. I don't why are people acting like they were trying to throw the game?
I guess because they had so many people out. I mean, Miles Turner, who else? Malcolm Brogdon, Caris LeVert. I guess like people were acting like, you know, they were trying. Maybe they're trying to avoid, you know, maybe they're trying to get a lottery pick. Like, I don't know what the bonus was.
When were they trying? Like 1 second into the game, it was like they gave up on it or something. Like, because
I don't know, people went into that game like, oh, the Pacers got no shot, and they whooped Charlotte's ass.
I feel like Brian Windhorst started that rumor.
He's good that they were trying to get. I mean, with the injuries, you had to think like, do they really want to win this game? And then Charlotte was like, "Oh,
Malcolm Brogdon played."
Oh, did he?
Hold my beer.
Yeah,
I didn't watch that game. I didn't watch that game.
Thank you for tuning into our play-in coverage.
I really was out here like, I really just wanted to watch Boston lose.
Yeah, same.
But listen,
we all did.
Boston's prize for beating Washington tonight is the Brooklyn Nets.
Fun.
The gift that keeps on giving
for about four games.
Might be worth. But you know what? Okay, so you know, as not mad as I was, as much as I wanted Boston to lose just for the jokes, like. I don't know. I can root for Brooklyn. It was going to be hard to root for the Sixers against the Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. This is a much better series.
There was no one to root for in that series. It's just for let it happen.
Yeah, for my petty, this is way better.
Yeah. Absolutely. That four sweep.
Yeah, and I mean, if all the four guys played, do the Celtics even have a shot? Can they get one game?
Nope. Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope. Who you depending on? Pretty Ricky?
Go Suave.
You know what's the only thing I'll say on the flip side? I feel like it's better to get Brooklyn in this playoffs early, because how many games have those three guys played together? Like 10?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to matter because literally James Harden is going to swallow up Kimba. Like he's going to be non-existent in that series.
He's going to be so small.
Oh my God!
He's
so small.
Who is he guarding on the Celtics? On the Nets.
No one. They're going to be doing a lot of hiding him on defense
because the Wizards bailed them out.
Him on anyone, just in an area.
Just go over there. Just go over. I mean, I feel like the Wizards bailed them out a lot tonight, Christian, with the three guard lineups. Not a single soul who had a chance on Tatum. And then a lot of people pointed out to me, like, who do they have that has a chance on Tatum anyway? It's not like Rui Hachimura was, you know, giving Tatum problems tonight. They didn't have a guy out there. Davis Bertans, Garrison Matthews, like, they have a lot of guys who sound like made up NBA players. What's the name that Nikias put in the chat?
Bongo. Someone, Bongo.
Yeah, I still don't believe that's a real player.
What is that man's name?
I'm going to look it up right now. But
well, Rui Hachimura was giving them problems. And then guess what? He kept getting that whistle. Every time he moved, he got a whistle.
Whistles were out of control. Folks weren't even touching people, going straight. I understand. I know what the verticality rules are. And like the whistles were out of control.
Listen, and... I hate the conspiracy theory stuff, but is it that Tatum, when the refs just look at Tatum, they just expect that he is going to, if he doesn't make it, it's a foul. Like, is he just that superstar already? Because the whistle that he was getting was out of control. Like, if Bradley Beal got his whistle tonight, Bradley Beal would have dropped 40. Like,
it was only one superstar on the court.
Bradley Beal?
Russ? No, let's be realistic.
He didn't play like one.
He didn't play like one, but let's be realistic. He's done more than everybody else on that court.
Oh, so you're talking about superstar as in like
superstar.
like has.
Well, no, but the superstar call. How are you? You haven't done shit in a game to be getting right. superstar calls.
He hasn't, but he's
except for
them.
Russ.
But he
exactly. Well, but
Jason's getting them. Jason has that. So yeah, he's pretty light skinned boy in Boston. He's got that. He has the Kobe connection. Beloved, like he yeah. Jason's getting them superstar calls that you know only a guy like Russ. Who's on that floor right now, or who was on that floor in that game? Tiff, is that that's the guy who deserves those? But
I can't stop, and if I can't stop looking at it, you can't stop looking at it because this is how this works now.
What?
Jesus,
that's sexy.
It's terrifying.
Is that gum? I don't even know what that is.
You said gum, right?
Oh, gum. Shit. At first, okay, I thought cool. that was the cutout of Alf.
Is it? No, what is it?
That is.
Okay.
Oh, I'm about to say, okay, that's what I thought.
Okay, we can go back to talk about this game. I'm pissed.
Why?
Because they announced the schedule for Saturday.
Oh, I'm okay. so pumped. I'm actually pumped.
No, fuck off. This is annoying. Because no. they put Heat Bucks, which is... Let's be real. That's the best that's fucking the series.
Yeah,
that's the best first round that series. Is, yeah,
2 p.m.
On what channel? What channel though?
ESPN.
Okay. Woo. I just didn't want to be on NBA TV because the shit I've been talking about the Hawks Knicks series.
But 2 like, p.m. like
2 p.m. is foul. That's
but
that's
it's
foul.
Kind of like it is foul. But I feel like that's prime time Saturday activity.
No,
like,
I'm not. Open. I'm not about I love that. It. I bet it's because they're wearing the fucking yellow jerseys.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Why? What is that?
Oh, wow. Brooklyn and Boston get the 8 p.m. game.
Like,
yeah, it makes sense.
Why? No, but why?
Because it's Brooklyn, dude.
Shit, man.
It's Brooklyn.
Stars, I guess.
Listen.
I'm with it, Brass. I know why you don't like it.
It's like the ultimate, like, race fight.
Brooklyn and Boston, right?
Well, I mean, I guess when you put it that way.
This is Rocky and Apollo. Who's side? Put it yeah. down.
Who's side like national?
Hard to root against Brooklyn in that one, then.
The busing series.
Move on back.
Christian, move I really wanted back. To ask you about Russell Westbrook tonight, but I have not been able to get around to it.
I mean, I was going to say, if we're going to trash on anybody, we should be trashing on the guys that lost. Although, I guess they're not out, right?
They play
so many people don't understand the play-in tournament.
Dude, you know what's
no, they think
crazy?
It's like one and done.
Is it really true that the play-in stats are just their own fucking
yes.
thing?
He's
like,
yes.
they just exist in just like this little bubble.
There's going to be, yes, there's going to be a record book.
It, like, it can see you, but like...
There's going to be a record
you
book.
You can't reach each other with it. Like, it's not part of the playoffs. It's not part of the regular season. Like, as a statistician, what the fuck am I supposed to do with a play-in game?
There's going to be a sorry. Book this big about, you know, and Jason Tatum is going to go down in history...
Is the greatest play-in performer of all time.
Yeah. And Kemba Walker is out here, like, scowling and flexing. And I'm like, bro, you're in a play-in tournament. Just eat your...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Cheese sandwich at your desk.
Right,
do your job.
You're in poverty right now.
Yeah.
8 seasons from now, Kemba gonna be the play-in leading scorer, like you said, like all time. It's gonna be ticker stats.
But like, it's honestly act like you've been there before kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. if I was watching a Heat playing game, first of all, the whole time I'm watching like this,
disgusted.
I'm like, you motherfuckers better.
Because why
you
are we here?
Better.
Why are we here? Why are we in the play-in?
don't scout. Don't look in the crowd.
Shmita Shmolnik said Wizards Pacer is gonna be shown on the WB with that racist dancing frog promoting it.
What was it? Yabba dabba doo doo dee.
Dabba 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 doo dee.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping, and the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to roman.com/heatbeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Hey, y'all laugh right now. We got to do a post-game show for that shit. At least I got to. Be out here talking Wizard Pacers like an idiot. Jesus. Better get some...
W, buddy.
That racist-ass frog.
Right.
Like that game, like I completely scheduled us to do that fucking post game show when I thought it might have been the Celtics, but holy shit! Now that it's fucking Wizards and Pacers, I might just show up here and like blink at the screen twice and play the fucking buzzer and like and sign off.
We're gonna do a live. It's gonna be a live score situation.
Just I mean, keep it up. Just run. Let them see it.
Brass, who would put a live score on fucking YouTube?
Who would do that?
I mean, Jesus Christ, how low do you have to go? Whatever.
That's so weird.
I can think of no reasons to do that.
With ads. Shabbat just spit on her carpet. Where they do that at? You right.
What is your issue? I'm sorry.
Some people just what? Love numbers, I guess.
Fuck them numbers. Y'all hit us up with the fuck them numbers in the chat. And also, if you are envious of the people who are able to hit us up with the fuck them numbers in the chat, hit that subscribe to us on Twitch. And if you're watching the replay, subscribe to us on YouTube. And if you're drinking with us, go ahead and go to h-proof.com. And use the code MHB10 for 10% off your order. This is the hangover vitamin. Oh, Brash, you got yours.
Put that I got mine. Got mine today.
Cute little canister.
Let's go. Cool show everybody.
The anytime you drink vitamin, H-proof.
So Brash, you're going to take some of those tonight?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to try to get kind of fucked up, and I'll report back. I'll let you know.
I'm still waiting on mine. Mine are coming in the mail. I use the MHB10 code. I got 10% off. It actually works. Fantastic. But yeah, you guys check out h-proof.com. It is the hangover vitamin. If you watch this show and you drink with us, you gonna need that shit because Christian gotta go to work in the morning. So do I. But the good thing is Christian drinking Solana drinks, but I'm out here drinking vodka on a Tuesday. So I need that shit or I'm not going to make it to next season. But yeah, check out h-proof.com.
I do want to call out some subs. We got some subs tonight. Eric the Great 539 gave out 3 tier 1 subs.
Hey,
thank you very much, Eric.
And on top of that, Eric also subscribed for 7 months at tier 2.
Oh,
so
he wanted that tyke emoji. I respect it.
Eric the fucking goat tonight.
Is a tyke emoji tier 2? You got to get tier 2.
You got to be tier 2.
Wow.
Remember, tyke is Tyke is an OG
for Miami Heat. That's so inside, man. Legend. Like, that
listen, if you are a Miami Heat fan, we've been doing Tyke for so damn long.
We'll do a Tyke show in the offseason. Brian M. Subscribed for 8 months at Tier 2. So, shit. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Jalen's Twitch, subscribe with Prime. So thank you. You can all do that. If you have an Amazon Prime subscription, you can go and you could subscribe for free.
Jalen
you
Brown?
Can get 1 month on Prime. And Vane
That's
Hype,
what he was doing on the bench when he was looking at his phone.
And, get ready for hangover time.
And Vane Hype gifted a 1 month Tier 1 sub to the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, shout out to Vane Hype for having the best running bit in chat.
Yeah.
Of consistently subbing either a key incredible. Player on the other team, usually one that fucked up or something, or just the team in general. Shout out to Vane Hype.
Shout out, Vane Hype. Shout out all you guys, man. We are so – and honestly, I feel like we did it a little bit last game, and it was like one of the first times I really shouted out the fans of this show. We appreciate the shit out of y'all, man. Like, when we came out with the emotes today, so many of y'all were hyped. And I'm like, damn, I didn't even know this thing was that big of a deal. And you guys were hyped for the emotes. You've been hyped.
All right, Vane Hype. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
All
what right, do you like, do now?
Now you just took it too damn far. All
what
right.
Do you do?
This is, by the way, Christian, before you announce who this is, he's done it to this person before. This is the second time that he's gifted this.
Then, I guess the sub does run out. That makes sense.
Yeah, Vane Hype gifted a 1 month Tier 1 sub to Myers Leonard.
Oh, come on.
Boo.
As I was giving props to the fans of this show.
F's in the chat.
F's in the chat.
No, Camby's
in the chat. Camby's
in the chat. Camby's in the chat. Hit us with the Camby. There we go.
Hit us with the Camby's in the chat, please. But also, thank you, Vane Hype, for being a fan of the show. But thank you guys so much, man. You guys have grown this community. Like, it's been so much fun. So many of you guys were actually, like, saying thank you because I don't know if you guys knew this, but Hangover Time is a year-round show. Like, we are not going away. The Heat could be eliminated in 2 weeks, which they won't be because it's always Heat in 5. Check out. Wait for the shirt. As soon as we get the link, we'll put it up.
It's imminent.
It's coming soon. Maybe tomorrow morning, maybe tonight. Who knows? We have no idea. But it's always Heat in 5. But if it's not Heat in 5, we are going to go through the entire playoffs. And we are going to be out here hate watching with y'all. At least I am. Siobhan's more appreciative of other teams. I'm going to be hate watching everybody. Like, I will not be rooting for anybody. I'm going to be rooting for the team that I hate. Who's playing the other team that I hate? Like, I don't like the Brooklyn Nets. I'm just going to root for them because I fucking hate the Celtics. So we are going to do that for the rest of the playoffs if the Heat get eliminated. Hangover Time is not going anywhere.
Who's your dream? We'll go around. Who's your dream, like, anti-Petty finals? Like, if by some fucking crazy reason the Heat don't make it, which would just be insane. Like, who would you be like, you know what? This is carefree. I don't really care. I don't have any.
Petty? Oh,
no
so
petty.
Hard.
I'm petty. I thought you asked
well, because
me for, like,
no, because listen,
petty.
We've had many, many petty. I mean, anything, if LeBron is anywhere near the finals,
I don't
like,
want him near it.
Motherfucker. I am
because
petty
I really,
shit.
I honestly,
I want to smack a bitch. Anyone who ever says, like, no, I'm honestly cool with him winning. No. Fuck
if the
I'm
Heat not. Don't make it, I really want the Nets there against the Lakers because I want Kevin Durant.
No.
Oh, no, no. I want
the only other root affordable.
I want LeBron to never beat Kevin Durant in the finals.
That's fair.
Like, I want him to be like, that'd be 0-3 against Kevin Durant in the finals?
Well, for LeBron beating Durant?
Yeah. Listen.
I could think of one time he beat Durant in the finals.
Oh, fuck. I forgot.
Long time ago.
No petty.
Yeah.
I would do.
I don't want Brooklyn. I can't.
You're asking most so, petty.
Oh, I got. I hate at least one person on every team.
I love it.
There's
no massive capacity for hatred.
I respect that.
Yo, somebody said on the internet. I can't think of who it was, but she had a fucking check mark, which she should be slapped probably. But she said some shit like, nobody should vote for Chris Paul for MVP because it's, what's dude's name? Light Skin Thunder? What's his name?
Devin Booker.
Devin Booker.
Yeah, I saw that
because it's Devin Booker's team. Is it?
Is it?
Is it?
Devin ain't getting nowhere until he had a good
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that, it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't LeBron coming to Dwayne Wade City. That's not what exactly. This was. Dwayne exactly. Wade had a ring.
I owned Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah, Phoenix was my team.
Like, that was still Charles Barkley's team. Fuck out of here.
Right.
Oliver Miller's team. Like, come on.
No, it legit was like still Steve Nash, Amari Stoudemire. Like, Devin exactly. Booker had done nothing. Nothing.
So now I hate watch Devin Booker.
Oh, he don't deserve that because of one idiot's idiotic opinion.
No, I don't like this. I don't fuck with dude. Little light skinned dudes that don't play defense like him and Trae Young. I don't fuck with little light skinned dude with the wavy hair. Don't play no damn deep. Now, I'm hating on my own kind. I will say this. Listen, I know I'm a little yellow. I've been walking a lot. I've been out in the sun. So, you know, I feel like I'm approaching a different skin tone, but I'm really not. It's a light skin mentality. We get like one shade darker. We're like, I'm with y'all. Anyway, you know, but we out here marching with Marcus Garvey. But
I feel like my most petty finals matchup, I would be so conflicted if it was like the Lakers and Philly.
Yeah.
Because it's LeBron and Joel.
Yep. Yep.
And I really,
that's the nightmare.
Really be
that wanting, is a nightmare.
Like, pull for that big sloppy burger eating some on the side.
I'm pulling for that sloppy motherfucker.
Are you?
Yes, fuck LeBron.
I'm pulling for that.
Fuck LeBron and every cry he's ever cried.
Yeah.
I'm pulling for that Dark Knight Rises where the fucking stadium collapsed. I don't want nobody to die.
Just run real fast.
The finals. I just want to be like, oh, we can't play no more of these games. It's a terrorist threat.
Just break out the rumble camera.
I just want the special effects. I don't want nobody to get hurt. Like, oh. You know, I don't want like what just nobody but fucking KCP making it out alive. Like, I don't want
to get out. You know, he's gonna make it
because he probably got another bracelet on so they can track him and find him in the rubble.
He's gonna turn that ankle bracelet into a fucking pickaxe. I don't know how you do it.
A homing signal, like boop, boop, KCP boop, about to survive. Boop, listen, so. This show is
going to go off.
The less Miami Heat basketball there is to talk about, the more this show is about to go off.
Oh, I forgot to pull this up. Like, one last thing. We got to touch on this game tonight because there was an image.
Wait, hold on. Schmeezer Schmoda got a good one. If the arena collapsed, LeBron's going to blame Solomon Hill. Yes.
And the air conditioning.
Solomon is a fucking king. That dude Thank is you. A fucking Heat. Man, that I was love a that man.
Line. Solomon say it.
Oh, fuck.
Bye, that Felicia.
Friend of Heat Beat, by the way. Yeah. Love Solomon Hill.
We love Solomon Hill. Go ahead, Brad.
What you got?
We love him. So I was going to say, I believe this was Kemba. Did you guys see what Kemba Walker was wearing
before the game tonight? Brass.
No, I did not.
This let's is not go. Photoshopped.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, Get don't yeah. tread on me.
Here. So we, Brass and I were talking about
maybe he don't
Brass
know.
Brought this up. What player on the Celtics did he borrow that jacket from?
And not know. It's, right. It's Peyton Pritchard, right?
I was going to say Peyton Pritchard. It's definitely that guy.
Gotta be Peyton Pritchard.
I honestly feel
and
like
Kemba's Gordon... like, snakes are sweet. Like, or somebody or just fucking...
Or Tristan.
Like, awesome. I feel like Gordon Hayward left that in the locker room. That's what I feel like.
Oh, you think it's one of those things like someone leaves an umbrella behind?
Yeah, and he was just like,
and, like, oh, he didn't come back and get it because like I have like 10 of those at home.
Yeah, Kemba's dumbass was like, oh, look at this sweet yellow jacket with a snake on it. Don't tread on me. Yeah, don't tread on me.
A lot of Brad Stevens. A lot of Brads in the chat. It could be Brad.
It's definitely Peyton, though.
I feel like after Brad, tonight,
Hold on. Yeah, no, he actually wants to comment on this. Oh. We have Brad Steven. Yeah, we're going to ask him. So,
People are saying that was my jacket. It was definitely not my jacket. Definitely not my jacket. Do I own the exact same jacket? And did I lend that same jacket to Kemba Walker? Yes. But the one he was wearing, that was not my jacket. I believe in, you know, I don't want anyone to tread on me, but it doesn't. I'm not a racist. You know, I voted for Trump, but only for economic issues. I didn't believe in any of the social stuff. Like, I don't like kids in cages. I really don't. I just don't want them here, but I don't want them in cages. I don't want them in cages. I just don't want them here. They can just go away, but go away free, but not in cage. I mean, not in cages, go away. Yeah. So yes, that was not my jacket. I know a lot of people are saying he borrowed the jacket from me. And yes, I do have that jacket, but that wasn't mine. That was completely Gordon Hayward's. It was not my jacket. And no, I'm not a racist. I just believe that white men are persecuted. I'll say it. I said it. You whatever. Oh, quote me.
Okay.
Oh man. Controversial for Brad.
Damn, Brad. Jesus.
Persecuted.
I mean,
where?
That's rough.
Brad went full Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I know. He's been a lot of Joe Rogan podcasts for this guy.
All the white millionaires saying they're being persecuted.
In this
Jesus. Christian, I'm putting this comment up for you. Young Snap says everyone in chat horny. I'm liking what I'm seeing.
Yum.
Big Kendrick Nunn vibes.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull up all my Kendrick Nunn tweets.
Okay, so because you guys have been asking for it so much, man, we said we're gonna keep this show short. Yeah, and it's fucking gonna... at 43 minutes. Yeah, you guys have been asking for it, and almost exclusively for Carla Tiana, one of our best and biggest fans, and just a Hangover Time staple. She's been asking for Miami Heat movie. So we have new Miami Heat movie cast members. And so, Brash, are you going to go down the entire cast?
We're going to go. I put the names on them so I don't need to go like flipping through the fucking Rolodex in my brain. So, yeah. We're going to do it's going to be a speed run, but we're going to hit them all.
And we got three new ones. We got three new Miami Heat movies tonight.
New ones. So
stick around. So go
stay
ahead.
Stay tuned. So here we go. Miami Heat movie. Shit, this has been a while. Okay. So for Pat Riley, we have Al Pacino. For Andy Ellisberg, we have Hoo-ah. Jonah Hill. For Mickey Arison, we have Brian Cox. For Udonis Haslam, we have Samuel L. Jackson. For Myers Leonard, we have Ed Norton.
From American History X.
That's right. For Tyler Hero, we have Tom Holland. For Chris Quinn, we have DJ Qualls. For Tony Fiorentino, we have Dennis Farina. For Eric Reed, Stanley Tucci. For Jax, Kenan Thompson.
Best one. I don't care.
One of my faves. For John Crotty, we have a situation. For Justice Winslow, Tay Diggs. Michael Beasley, Snoop Dogg. Kelly Olynyk, Jason Mewes. Mario Chalmers, Martin Lawrence. Juwan Howard, Will Smith. Jimmy Butler, Jamie Foxx. For Duncan Robinson, Michael Cera. For Nemanja Bjelica, Jason Siegel.
No workout needed.
Eric Spoelstra, Randall Park.
Come as you are.
Racist.
For the Miami lady who flicked off Joakim Noah, Meryl Streep.
Perfect.
For Purple Shirt Guy, Michael Rapaport.
Even more perfect.
That's better.
For, this is one of our ways. For Dwayne Wade, we have Omar Epps.
Oh, so good. It's so good.
It's very
Siobhan
good.
Hates that. For Ron Rothstein.
It's still very good, bro.
For Ron Rothstein, we have Larry David. For Gabe Vincent, we have David Diggs.
That's for too good.
Joel great, Anthony. Actually. For Joel Anthony, we have Terry Crews.
Canceled.
This is one of our BAMs here. For BAM Adebayo, we have Aldis Hodge. I guess
better fit.
Little known, but little very known, good
but
casting.
Good, yeah. But good casting for Goran Dragic, Daniel Brühl. And for our other Dwayne Wade, we have Cinqual Walls, which again, like I'm not that. Really that familiar.
Maybe we do a young and an old Dwayne Wade.
Yeah,
that's fine. He was here long Dwayne enough.
Wade's it just still kind of looks like Dwayne Wade, like somebody just kind of photoshopped his
jaw. For Justin Hamilton, we have Lin-Manuel Miranda from Hamilton.
That's the dumbest one.
I love that one. We're getting to Tony, bitch. All right, for Dion Waiters, Alf's favorite, Tracy Morgan.
Get somebody pregnant. Eat some gummies on the plane.
For Heat Media member Ira Winderman, we have Gilbert Gottfried. For Josh McRoberts, we have Jared Leto.
So creepy.
For
the eyes just stare at you.
Piercing.
Yeah. For
Ron Van Gundy, we have Ron Jeremy.
Ron, you said Ron Van Gundy.
Oh, Ron Van Gundy. I had that fucking written. Yes.
Stan
Van Gundy. Yeah, I had that written down as Ron Van Gundy. For
his sex scene is going to be amazing.
Yes, exactly. Four is going to build a fucking wall. for
emphasis on fucking.
Exactly. For Chris Bosch, we have Jay Farrow.
I love that one.
Hall of Famer Jay Farrow.
I'm the only one who likes it.
For Ronnie Cycli, John Hamm. That was so stupid. For Birdman.
I don't even think about you.
For Birdman, we have Jake Busey. For Wayne Ellington, we have Chiwetel Ejiofor.
That's too good.
It's too good.
That's really good, actually.
For Mike Miller, Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, come on.
Hey, tell your mother I said hi.
That's the perfect face.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. You know how short he is? Whatever. I'm over it.
For
height is not a requirement.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Whatever.
I did ask Brass to make Danny DeVito JJ Barea, and he said no.
I didn't. I said maybe we'll get to it.
It just doesn't work.
It doesn't really work. It's hilarious in theory. For Dwayne Dedman, Morgan Freeman. And I only kept it as Morgan Freeman because we all know what happened next.
Oh no.
And for the other Bam Adebayo, someone suggested Mahershala Ali. Also,
that's better.
It's pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Be a lot of CGI. But
if he cut his fucking hair.
But again, we're gonna win awards. That's the whole point. That's how this started. Yeah. So for our newest additions tonight, we have one Heat member. And we have a couple members of an opposing team because we like have opposing people. Oh, right. Because we had... Oh, sorry. I had a couple others from last time. For Popovich, Donald Sutherland. Which is just
It's too good.
I like that.
He's scary.
He's dead, isn't he?
Scary good.
Is he
Greg Popovich? No, he's...
That usually doesn't matter for this.
His coaching is dead.
No, but I saw Pop the other day.
I mean, he's standing on the sideline, but, you know, it's like a Marv Albert situation.
By accident? Yo, he's not dead. I'm an idiot.
No, he's not.
Looking at Bernie Sanders.
And for Heat Lifer, fucking King Solomon Hill, Donald Glover. Exactly. But anyway, for the new ones for tonight, so Alf suggested a Heat member, Eddie Curry. We have Forrest Whitaker. This is Eddie Curry.
I don't know why. I think
blame Alf. That was the first one that Alf had. That was the first suggestion he had for me.
Go do it again. I love it.
I had to pull up this man.
Since the Celtics were...
I'm dying.
Since the Celtics were playing tonight...
Wait, down. Eddie Curry one more time. It's only for me. I'm the only person who loves this so much.
So ridiculous.
This is...
Jesus. All right. So since the Celtics are playing tonight, we did a couple of Celtics members. For Doc Rivers, Lawrence Fishburne.
That is really good.
Because, again, we're going for awards.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it's really not bad. And this is my favorite one. This brilliant mind up here fucking suggested this one. This is for Paul Pierce.
Oh, man. Oh, no,
for Paul
didn't.
Pierce. Beetlejuice.
Take us out,
Brad.
That's the Miami Heat movie. Ugh. Send us your suggestions at hashtag Miami Heat movie.
Wait, put up Paul Pierce again? Oh, that's right. That is... I mean, spinning image.
I mean, you guys heard, like, you know, I mean, we knew Paul Pierce was out, right?
Don't put it back.
Don't put it back?
Put it back one more time.
Keep laughing.
Rest in peace, by the way.
What?
I think Beetlejuice is dead.
No, he's not dead.
He's not?
We just keep trying to kill people.
Why are you killing people?
I'm looking
you're killing
up right
Pop
now.
And Beetlejuice? And yeah, Larry, no, you're killing Donald Sutherland and Beetlejuice. No, Beetlejuice alive.
Oh no, he's not dead.
Paul Pierce is dead.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yo, Monica.
At least in terms of on broadcast. So we knew a while back Paul Pierce is no longer. He's been fired.
Someone said I killed two people this show. I didn't kill Donald Sutherland.
The show killed two people.
I only killed Beetlejuice.
Yeah, we're all in this together.
We're not.
I mean, would anybody be fucking surprised if Beetlejuice was dead?
I'll be sad. I'll be straight up with you. Like, and this is not even me being. It's just, I am going to be sadder when Beetlejuice dies than when Paul Pierce dies, and I'm not even kidding. Like, Beetlejuice is awesome. I love Beetlejuice.
I just realized that Paul Pierce can fuck off. People are going to only listen to this, and what if they're thinking of Beetlejuice, who's always been dead from the movie,
the Michael Keaton version?
Yeah,
that's even better. We should have done two photoshops. Someone says the new emotes are fire. Thank you very much. Apparently, Brass, Paul Pierce is not very happy.
He's not.
Because
I don't know if you guys heard who now has a gig. During the playoffs, correct? It's like imminent.
Chris Bosh has a job at ESPN.
Oh,
Chris
Bosh.
And you know, wait, what is... What's that sound?
I think... Move him closer. Hey! Fuck are y'all talking about? I'm over here with the dancing girls celebrating the Celtics victory. I heard that this was the tournament for it all. So the Celtics are the champions, right?
Yeah.
The Celtics are the champions, right? We won tonight against the Wizards. The Celtics are the champions, right? No?
No,
this was not. Stu Goss said this was for all the marbles.
Your points didn't even count tonight.
Oh shit! Anyway,
oh daddy, where's the Cavassier?
It's over in the corner. Shut the fuck up! I'm on heat beat. Fuck! Doing a show. I can't get a job right now. So listen, I'm a Hall of fucking Famer now. Fuck is y'all talking about? Listen, so apparently I'm going in at the same time as Chris motherfucking Bosh. Listen, yes, I know he whooped my ass a few times in the playoffs, but I'm better than Chris Bosh. I mean, I'm better than Dwayne Wade. Have you not seen my numbers? I know they always like to play that little clip of Jalen Rose showing the whole world that I had no, you know, me compared to Dwayne Wade wasn't nothing. But I'm better than Dwayne Wade. I'm better than LeBron James. I'm better than Chris Bosh. And wait, apparently he took my job at ESPN?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like, do you all know who I am? I'm motherfucking Paul Pierce, baby.
I don't think kids know who you are anymore.
Yeah. The kids don't know who... I'm not an NBA 2K no more. I'm not a legend. Like, nobody want to play with Paul Pierce? I got the dancing girls. I got my Cavassier. Are y'all fucking...
Yeah, daddy, tell him what's up.
Hey, Monica. Huh? They said the kids don't know who I am, Monica.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one?
Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.